This Bites, discussing Milwaukee's culinary and restaurant culture.
With Ann Christensen of Milwaukee Magazine and Tariq Moody of 88.9.
Welcome to the longest running culinary podcast, about to turn a decade this year. The one and only This Bites with the fabulous, talented, wonderful, sensational Ann Christensen of Milwaukee Magazine, food writer and critic. And I'm the only average Tariq, aka the architect. On this week's of This Bites, we're going to get into the Ann West episode 2 of Top Chef. We're going to do a little recap of that. We also got news about Saffron debuted a whole brand new menu, and I've been looking at the items and I'm like salivating. We also have big plans happening in North Avenue Market. I mean, big plans for North Avenue Market. And we got some news about Night Owl as well. But Ann.
Yeah.
Ann, what up? What up?
What?
What up? We talked about them, this Korean Noodle House when it first announced, and now they are officially open. And you have a little piece over at Milwaukee Magazine's website. What's the deets on this Korean and Noodle House that I am going to go try this weekend?
Are you? You're gonna go?
Of course, it's a Korean Noodle House.
I know. So this place just opened in the Third Ward. It's in the spot that most recently was Fool's Errand, right on Milwaukee Street. It's called Cinebro Korean and Noodle House. And Cinebro, apparently that word comes from the Korean phrase that means slowly but surely without noticing. But we've noticed it. We've noticed it. It's open. So anyway, this restaurant is really focused on dumplings and noodles, from what I could gather from their menu. So they've got four kinds of dumplings, deep fried or steamed. They have, you probably are familiar with these. Is it Baki? B-O-K-K-I? Fried rice cakes?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's a version of it. Yeah,
they have different dishes featuring fried rice cakes.
I love fried rice cake. I got some in my freezer right now.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, dude. It's like it's a texture bomb in your mouth, man. It's just the best texture.
Yeah, but the main portion of the menu seems to be divided amongst the ramen and udon noodle. Options. And then there are different Cinebro specials. So the ramen, they have all these different kinds of ramen. They have a kimchi ramen. They have a dumpling rice cake ramen, shrimp and soft shell crab ramen. That's just a few of them. They've got different stir fried udon dishes with beef or tofu. They've got it with spicy stir fried squid, fried tofu, and they have, and then they have different specials too. So they've got like spicy beef bulgogi, spicy scallion pork bulgogi, a stone pot bibimbap, kimchi beef fried rice, soft tofu stew, soul beef stew. These are just a certain, you know, various things that they have. And, you know, full wine, beer, alcohol, liquor.
Soju. They have soju.
I did not see soju. So it's like a full menu of wines and beers. They've got eight different cocktails, and they've got dessert cocktails and mocktails.
Mm-hmm. I see the soju.
I did not see that.
Oh, I'm looking at the menu now. They have soju.
Do you see it?
Yep. They even have Boilermakers for the, I think they made it for you.
Boilermaker?
Yeah, they have a raspberry tart and Michter's whiskey Boilermaker. They have a Golden Boy Sapporo Tokai whiskey.
That was the menu.
You skipped the shrimp and soft shell crab ramen. Did you see that?
I said it. I think I actually
you did
said
say
it.
That one. Yeah.
I think another thing.
And the soup I really want to try. I love kind of my favorite when I was in Atlanta. This kind of their Korean kind of beef soup. They have a soul beef soup, which is a Korean
beef soup. Brown. I mentioned that. I mentioned that too.
You didn't put emphasis on it, Emily.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So yeah, it's open. Cinebro, Milwaukee. I'm big on noodles. I'll send you some nudes when I'm done.
Some nudes. Speaking of noodles, Speaking of noodles, Tariq, I went to Night Wolf last weekend.
How was it?
Their ramen. It was good.
Really good?
My favorite thing, though, was actually the brothless ramen.
The Mazaman? I call it.
Yes.
You dip it in the... No.
No.
It's like no broth. It's just noodles
That's what I'm saying. Brothless. No broth. Mm. And it has sort of this sesame sauce and it has pork. And that was really delicious. And they also have this giant dumpling that has pork and an egg in it. Mm. Really delicious.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, coming up
on that out.
Cool. I definitely will. Coming up on This Bites, we'll continue our conversation with Ann's recap of the latest episode of Top Chef in Wisconsin. That's coming up on This Bites. We'll be right back.
I'm 88.9's Dori Zori.
And I'm Milwaukee Film's Christopher Pollard.
And we are the hosts of Cinebuds.
Yeah, we are. And on Cinebuds, we talk about movies.
Flicks.
Moving pictures, they are referred to as also.
Talkies.
Talkies is good, yeah. And you can listen to us every week.
On Wednesdays at 8 a.m.
Or you can listen to the entire podcast at radiomilwaukee.org/podcast.
We're back on This Bites, Milwaukee's longest running culinary podcast with Ann and Tariq. We're back. Top Chef had another episode. And I guess we're going to do recaps every week. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
They're here in Wisconsin.
They are.
And before we preface your recap, as we do every year, there will be spoiler alerts, people. If you do not want to listen to what Ann has to say, you can cover your ears, wait, pause the podcast. Don't forget to come back after you watch Top Chef and come back and listen to our recap. So you've been warned. Don't get mad at us. You've been warned. All right, let's go.
Okay. So last night's episode, or two nights ago, the episode debuted on Bravo Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. And so we're down to 14 contestants. They start with 15. We're down to 14. As we talked about before, one of the contestants is Dan Jacobs from Dan Dan and Esther Ev. And this was an interesting episode, Tariq, because we had both a quick fire challenge where the contestants were given an ingredient and they all had to make, you know, a certain dish using that ingredient. It was hops. It was hops.
How unusual for Wisconsin.
Well, come on. They have to pick things that are, you know, they're going to embrace the stereotypes on this show.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I just can't wait to watch the cheese curd episode.
What was interesting, though, is a couple different chefs said that it smells like weed when it's cooked.
Yes, it does. It does. I have to say that.
Okay. Well, anyway, that was it. That was an interesting challenge. And it ended up that there was a woman, one of the contestants made kind of a hop infused rice pudding dessert that the judges liked the most. So I don't know. It sounded really interesting to me. The big part of the episode was the elimination challenge. And that they put the all the contestants on two different teams. There was the yellow team and the red team. Dan was on the yellow team. And their challenge was to take bar snacks like popcorn and salty potato chips. Oh, hi, T'Challa. He is so cute. He's so cute.
Yeah, the potato. Go.
So anyway, the challenge was bar snacks, and they were supposed to elevate them. And this was all tied into Miller Brewery. So they had... they not only had the regular judges, which are Tom Colicchio and Gail Simmons, and then Kristen Kish, who's the host. They had a bunch of guest judges, and they were all seated inside the Miller Caves.
Oh yeah, I saw pictures of that when they the press release.
Yeah. So those people included Kyle from Birch, Luke Zahm from Wisconsin Foodie, Jamie, who's one of the owners of Ahan in Madison. Have you been to Ahan?
No, I have not been
Ahan. Really good. You should go there. And Charlie Behrens. Charlie Behrens was
one of the big culinary expert, Charlie Behrens, the one that has a food podcast, Charlie Behrens. That Charlie Behrens, the food podcast? Oh, okay. All right, Top Chef. You are just 0 for 3. Okay, go ahead.
So anyway, these were some of the guest judges. And Dan Jacobs was on the yellow team. And there was a point, though, because Dan kept saying stuff like, I'm old and I'm slow. And, you know, because he's 45 and he.
Oh, give me a break.
Okay. Well, he was saying that he's one of the older, if not.
You're 30 years older than him. So I don't know what you're like, why he's complaining, but go ahead.
So, but he hadn't up until this point revealed on the show that he has Kennedy's disease. Oh. But so the big revelation ended up happening where he tells all the other contestants, hey, I'm not just old and slow. I have this disease, Kennedy's disease, which is a kind of a neuromuscular disease that is similar to ALS. So he reveals this. And honestly, I feel like Dan is kind of shaping up to be more of the kind of heart of the show. Like he's really supportive. He seems really extra supportive of everybody, of all the other contestants, which is really fun to see. Mm. But so anyway, the big thing was his revelation of Kennedy's disease. And then ultimately his team, the yellow team, won the elimination challenge. So he has he's still on the show. There was one contestant who was eliminated. That person was on the other team, the red team. Mm. And let's see what other. OK, so then the next week there was they had a little teaser for next week's episode, which will involve cheese. Carla Hall.
Carla Hall. I said, get out of town.
Carla Hall is going to be on there. Mm. And yeah. And I've heard rumors of some other local guest judges, but I can't say who.
Yeah, you can't say who because it's not me. So cool. And of course, it's on Bravo on Wednesday
nights.
But then you can stream it. Then you youngsters can get on that streaming network known as Peacock and check
Peacock.
Out.
Peacock. Yeah. Peacock has it on Thursday nights.
Oh, Thursday nights. Okay. So the following night.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Cool. Cool. Nice job there, Anne.
Thank you.
What do we have next? What's up? What's up next? We got, Saffron. You've been to Saffron, right? Indian restaurant in the Third Ward,
right? Yes, I have.
Well, they announced they have a brand spanking new menu. And they launched it on Holi, a Hindu festival celebrating colors, love, and the arrival of spring on March 25th. And the menu looks fabulous. Just glossing over it, they have a lamb lal mas tarts with caviar, curry mayo, and shredded spicy lamb. There's a Nilgiri crab dosa, and I love dosa, with a jumbo crab, crispy spinach and rice crepe, and coconut chutney. These are like the small plates. They have ganguro shrimp. They have a fish taco, amritrasi. Amritsari fish taco. Some of the other items on the other menus, entrees. Let's look at some of the entrees here. They have a jackfruit cornetto. Entrees include chicken, lamb, prawns, octopus, salmon, goat proteins throughout the menu. Stews enriched with coconut milk and paneer dumplings with spinach sauce. They even have some new desserts like a foggy assorted kulfis, an array of pistachio, rose, and mango, and cardamom flavored ice cream pops. which are suspended from golden wires like fruit from a tree. I love their visual presentation at Saffron.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, they're really good. They're really good at their visual presentation.
Unmatched.
Say.
Yes, I agree.
That's for sure. So there's a lot of menus. We'll post links to that menu as well on our website at RadioMilwaukee.org. They have a tandoori octopus. That sounds really good. I love their like creativeness of like flipping proteins that are traditionally not known in Indian cuisines and give it an Indian preparation. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm looking forward to trying this out. And that menu is out now at Saffron. Coming up next, North Avenue Market. We talked a lot about this place, new vendors here, other vendors leaving, new vendors coming, food hall. It looks like it's no longer going to be a food hall.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I'm just hearing about this and I am as surprised as anyone else.
So it looks like they're planning to become a Southern inspired restaurant beginning in June. So it's basically a transition from food hall. In the coming months, they will say goodbye to the remaining food vendor, Four Corners Cafe, to introduce a new Southern kitchen and bar on the main level. And what featured dishes from an array of Don Home dishes, including plenty of vegan options. Of course, the Harris Morse, who's originally from North Carolina, collaborative general manager, who's originally from Virginia, going to bring this concept to life this June. The market will still be open during this process of transitioning. The space will have themes of Carolina jazz. I don't know what Carolina jazz is. I lived in Carolina. What's Carolina jazz? Southern motifs. And also the other spot, markets at the bar, operated Bittercute, will still be there as usual, offering their drinks to complement the Southern flavors. So I don't have any more details on the menu, but expect sometime this new Southern restaurant called Christopher's to open in early June.
Hmm. That's really interesting because, it's, you know, I have definitely been there with all these different concepts sort of running at the same time. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that kind of model just isn't working for them or this was just part of the,
evolution.
The plan. You know, yeah. Who knows?
You know. So
it's a cool space.
Yeah. So there's nothing wrong with a nice Southern restaurant in Milwaukee.
Absolutely.
You Midwesters need to have some flavor in your life. That's all I have to say.
Well, Tariq, we have that Southern restaurant in the Third Ward that you love so much.
I don't know what you're talking about. next. For my Midwest fans, I know you Midwest love to hear this. Night Owl has reopened for the season.
Yeah.
You love Night Owl, right?
I do like Night Owl. I'm going to be completely transparent here and say that I have actually not been there in a few years, but always have looked forward to them being open.
So they're open. Of course, they're located, the drive-in is located 830 East Layton. They open for the 2024 season. Their hours are Tuesday from Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Of course, you know, their cheeseburgers, sundaes, malts, onion rings, fries, all the classic things that you all love. And it's the 76th season, same as your birthday this year.
What?
They're doing 76th season. So like your birthday, this you're 76, right?
Wow, Tariq, you know. Just
you look so
never.
Good. You look good.
You never hold back, do you?
You don't age at all. I'm really impressed. So Night Owl is open for the season. Well, that wraps up this week's edition of This Bites, Milwaukee's longest running coloring podcast with the ever youthful Ann Christensen and me, Tariq, who does feel like he's 76 in the back. This Bite is produced by the one and only Marcus Doucette. With generosity and support from our membership, please remember to subscribe to This Bites wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, feedback's important, so please rate and review. And as always, Anne, stay hungry.
And keep the Malort cold.